From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House lawmakers appear to be making headway toward a final vote on health care overhaul, though maybe not as soon as President Obama would like. NPR's Julie Rovner tells us more about the pressure building over this sweeping legislation.
The president had wanted the House to vote to approve the health bill passed by the Senate by next Thursday. That's when he leaves for an overseas trip to Asia. But House Democrats are adamant that they won't vote for the Senate bill, which many of them dislike, until they can also vote for a second bill that will make some key alterations to that measure. That second bill, said House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman, will use the budget reconciliation process that will let the Senate prevent a filibuster.
I think it's a fair statement that we won't take up the Senate bill until we have the reconciliation bill ready to go, probably at the same time.
While the president's deadline will likely slip, lawmakers do still hope to finish work before their Easter break at the end of March. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Early parliamentary results are looking good for the Iraqi Prime Minister's coalition. Nouri al-Maliki's allies have a clear lead in two provinces in southern Iraq. His main challenge is from Ayad Alawi, a secular Shiite running with mostly Sunni partners. Initial results show him leading in two provinces in northern Iraq. Only about a third of the votes have been counted 4 days after the parliamentary elections. Many Chileans are celebrating the inauguration of their new president, Sebastián Piñera. But the big event was marred by another gut-wrenching series of strong earthquake aftershocks, as NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Santiago.
Strong aftershocks, one nearly as powerful as the quake in Haiti, started just before Sebastián Piñera was sworn in as president. Piñera declared an emergency for the region south of Santiago that was the epicenter of a 6.9 magnitude jolt. Authorities also declared a tsunami warning, telling residents to move away from the coast in case of big waves. Chile's Congress, which is on the coast, was also evacuated soon after Michelle Bachelet handed over the presidential sash to Piñera. Dignitaries, including presidents from across Latin America, smiled and shared nervous glances when the ground began shaking. The ceremony went on as planned, but Piñera later announced a catastrophe zone for the region of O'Higgins, and he said damage was significant to the city of Rancagua. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago.
The government's posting a slight drop in new unemployment claims in the U.S. to 462,000. This helps gauge the pace of layoffs across the country. Now we're seeing late-day gains on Wall Street. At last check, the Dow was up 44 points at 10,611. NASDAQ was up 10 at 2,368. S&P 500 up 5 at 1150. From Washington, this is NPR. The agency in charge of policing the auto industry is catching heat for the millions of vehicles Toyota had to recall over accelerator and brake problems. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, David Strickland, told a House panel today that his agency's authority may be outdated in light of the modern technology used in vehicles. The number of people killed in traffic accidents in the U.S. is the lowest it's been in decades. The Department of Transportation reports that last year, under 34,000 people died on highways, a level not seen since 1954. The House of Representatives has voted unanimously to impeach federal Judge G. Thomas Porteous of Louisiana on charges that he took payoffs as a judge and lied under oath. NPR's Nina Totenberg has details.
Porteous has not faced criminal prosecution because his alleged payoff and perjury offenses all occurred sufficiently long ago that the statute of limitations has run out. The unanimous vote in the House, however, is an indication of a bipartisan determination to get him off the bench. Porteous was suspended by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals for 2 years, but that punishment ends in September. The charges against him now go to the Senate for trial. If found guilty, he would be the eighth federal judge in U.S. history to be impeached and convicted. A two-thirds vote is needed for conviction. The practical deadline for a Senate vote is September, when the judge's two-year suspension ends. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The tornadoes that plowed through parts of Arkansas last night are blamed in at least one death and several injuries. The twisters caused damage along the eastern portion of the state. About 1,600 people lost electricity this morning. This is NPR.